Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Level up. Lifestyle. Wellness. Damn good time. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Hit it.
To the Holistic Life Podcast, presented by Say What Radio.
What is going on? You are listening to another episode of the Holistic Life Podcast. I'm Jenny.
What up? I'm Jay.
Guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for being along on this journey with us. We are really grateful to have you here. If you're new, welcome to the coolest podcast ever. And welcome to a podcast where, you know, we are on a path to get even more raw and share behind the scenes even more of the shit. So buckle up. I don't know. God. Look, Jay says I'm corny all the time. And it's funny. Actually, I was corny today. We went to Whataburger. And what happened? So you ordered. Oh, so he ordered. She was like, do you want mayo? No. Do you want mustard? No. Do you want ketchup? No. She's like, so you're dry. And I was like, he's not dry. He's really cool. He was like, you're so corny.
Cornball.
It sounded cool in my head.
Corn flakes. Corn on the cob.
Oh, and like everything you just said isn't corny?
Corn candy.
Are you making white jokes at me?
If the shoe fits, run a mile.
All right, so today's episode, we're going to talk.
Candy corn.
I'm not orange and black.
Continue.
Maybe that's not what it means.
Not at all.
I have no idea. All right. So today we're going to talk about something that kind of really fired me up before we turned on the microphones. And hey, if you didn't listen to the last episode, we said that the team at Say What Radio said, y'all need to like step up your game. Stop being wussies and wanting to take a break and freaking tell the shit, do the shit, share the story. I mean, that's not exactly how they did it. They did it very loving. And last episode, we talked a little bit about behind the scenes with entrepreneurs. And so this episode, I want to chat a little bit about, like, don't give up. But I mean, that sounds kind of like hypey, like, don't give up.
Yeah, it sounds corny.
So it's kind of like, it's...
I didn't mean corny. That sounds cliche, but continue.
Well, but it's really like... How many times have you wanted to quit?
I'm sorry. That Journey song just popped in my head. Don't stop believing. Okay, go ahead.
Dude, you almost made our dog hit his head on the table because he's all jammed in here. He's like, what the hell is going on?
I mean, when you said don't quit, that's the first thing that popped in my head. Like, I call that the WP theme song, if you will.
I'm just on the topic. All right, so... I was like trying to get into it and get real serious bare my soul.
No, you can still bare your soul. I'm just saying. We were talking about cliche and whatever, you know. And you said kind of sides hype and cheerleader. So that's kind of where I went to. I'm sorry.
Okay.
As you're trying to bare your soul. Well, Let me get it.
I can have fun here. I can. But like I'm trying to get into that space so that it can be raw and authentic. I'm just saying.
Go ahead.
So I'm trying to like really tap into it because the things I'm going to talk about I want to claim they're in my past, and that is a mindset trick right there that I am showing you guys. If you tell the subconscious that something's in the past and you continue to work on things and continue to catch yourself and continue to say those things, it will be in the past. And if and when it comes up again in the future, you catch it and you do it again and again. So I'll say in the past, this is like recently in the past and has been frequently, especially as it relates to an entrepreneurial journey, is how easy it feels to quit. How easy it feels that you can just, I mean, I'm speaking in my words and my terms and the way I have felt on and off over my whole entrepreneurial journey is how easy it is to like go back into hiding. Because with what we're doing with the podcast, with the business, especially what I did in the beginning with my career as a speaker, author, coach, it's like me, it's my brand, it's my face, it's all of that. And the thing is it's not really me. I'm just like the channel for the messages and the conduit to be able to impact change. But where I'm going with that is it seems so easy to quit and go back, quote unquote, into hiding. Ooh, I just thought of something. Okay, so it feels easy to go back into hiding, and it feels like, man, I'm like working on this thing, and it feels like nobody's listening. It feels like nobody's watching. It feels like nobody cares. It feels like I'm not making progress, whatever, right? And there's so many things we can unpack with this. And so I'm sharing this because this has come up and it seems easier to go back into hiding. Now, I said the thing that popped up for me is I remember, I'm going back to when I was a kid. This might be like one of those, this might be like something I'm like pulling out. I'm pulling out the deep, like the stories and shit, the shit that's part of like the thing that's been holding me back. And it may be holding you back too, if this resonates, okay? When I was a kid, I was in talented and gifted classes. And I used to get made fun of all the time. And it felt really hard. And I went to my parents and I think I was crying and I was really sad. And I was like, I do not want to be in these classes anymore. I just want to be a normal kid. I don't want to be different. I just want to be normal. Like, I just want to be left alone, kind of blend in and be normal. And it's kind of like what this feels like right here. You know, this feels like, okay, if I can just go to having a regular job and just blending in and not like putting myself out there, and it just seems easier. But the thing is, and this is like what I want to help people with, what I'm talking about here is, it's like, is it really easier? It's perceived easier. And is it? Because if you have that thing inside of you that's always gnawing, that's always like, you're yearning, you're interested, you're curious, you're really wanting something more. Because if you go hide, that's settling. And if you settle, you really ultimately will not feel fulfilled. And so therefore, it's this interesting place to be that's really, honestly, all of this is in our mind. This is all our mindset. This is all the story that we make up. And it's interesting that it feels easier to quit. But if I were to quit, if we were to quit Entrepreneur, 2J Holla, the podcast, if we were to quit, then what? Would I go get a job and I hate life? Have you ever felt that? Like, have you ever felt like it seemed so hard that the thing that you're familiar with seems easier? And or are you in a situation right now where you're just there? Like, you kind of don't like what you're doing, or something feels off, or you're really craving or wanting more. Yet the leap to go into and step into something more feels too big. Or maybe you tried, you know, you did a little bit and then you got scared. You know, it's interesting, Jay, because you're not really talking. And you know what's coming up for me right now? Look, it's coming up right here perfectly in the podcast, as I'm sitting here like, okay, he's not saying anything. So am I just sitting here rambling and none of this is making sense? Should I just quit and stop talking? It's coming up right in this moment.
Well, you said you were trying to really get into the rawness of this. And I told you I would take a side chair until, you know, it was time for me to jump in. So I was just letting you do your thing. See, the stories we create.
It is. It's even so in the interesting. Moment. It's like a model. Or it's not a model. What am I trying to say? It's a
pattern.
Pattern. Yeah, it's a pattern because it really goes into, God, it goes into so many things. I mean, I have so many different thoughts popping off around this because, okay, first of all, one, if you're in your business or if you are at a point in your career, entrepreneur life, business, whatever, where, okay, let me pause. I'm going to put that on the shelf because I actually have something else I want to say first. Doing something different than the world around you, creating, taking a different path than the world around you. And when I say the world around you, I mean friends, family, city, town, friends, coworkers, whatever, like what you have been exposed to this point in your life, and taking a new path that's different, in my experience, can feel really scary. Meaning you're like the one who's carving the path a little bit different than everybody else. You're the one that's taking, let's say, I don't know, the leap of faith to go a direction that you really feel called. You're the one coloring outside the lines. You're the one different in your family. You're the one that is different maybe in the industry that you're in. Maybe there's something and a direction that you really want to go in the industry that you're in, but it feels safer to stay doing what you're doing, because to go out and expose yourself and especially expose yourself and not get that instant gratification, or your expectations aren't met in a certain period of time, it feels easier to crawl back into your space. And so quitting and giving up is not just like, oh, let me close the business. It could even be that like vision. It could even be creating that new line. It could be creating that new way of servicing clients. It could be creating that new product. It could be maybe adding something into your business. And especially if we are, it's like if we're so focused on a certain result that is not even realistic, like we're not giving ourselves the space to play and create. Because when it's something new, of course people are going to be like naysayers at the beginning. Right? Like think about all the things. There's a picture. I wish I was like in a class right now or teaching like in front of people where I could draw this picture. So I'm going to do my best to explain it. And Jay, you're going to help me like understand if I'm explaining it clear enough. Have you ever seen like a circle where there's all these little dots within the circle and the dots are all clustered together? And then there's like a dot maybe on the other side of the circle that's like kind of pushing the circle out. And all the dots are like, oh my God, you're so weird. What's wrong with you? You can't do that. Don't push the circle. How dare you? And then the dot that's by itself pushing the circle pushes it and makes the circle bigger. And then everybody's like, oh my God, yay, this is so awesome. All the other dots are like super excited for it. But when the dot's pushing the freaking line on the circle, everybody's like telling them how stupid and weird they are.
But do you think too, that's like a part of expectations, like the expectations, the attachments that we have, the time frames we put on things. There was something I don't know if it was like from Christina the channel or something. It was something about timing, like the universe. You've been listening and reading to so much stuff, but it was something like, you know, if it's not in your timing, or, you know, basically.
It will come when you're ready. If it hasn't come, you're not ready.
We can go with that one. I swear there was something about the universe. But yeah, that's a good one too. It's like, I want it now. I want it now. I want it now. But are you ready for it now? Tuesday, we're in Houston for a month at the time of this recording. And we actually got a chance to hang out with Justice, the CEO and brain behind this whole Say What Radio network. And we went to Top Golf, mainly not to play golf, because there was no golf playing except for me. But it was a good hangout, and we were just sitting and talking, and it was, I'm glad she's this person where we can have this space to share and talk openly with like no judgment, and to have that true, honest feedback. And Jenny was open. She was open, transparent, and vulnerable. And Justice was like, are you really ready for where you say you want to go? Because you might not be. You say you want X, Y, and Z, but are you really ready for that? And I feel sometimes when things aren't happening when we want or when we think they should happen, you know, it's kind of like that book, that story. You're like, you know, you're 3 feet from a gold mine, a diamond mine. All you got to do is keep on digging. But we either quit too soon, and then someone else picks up and you're like, oh, look, I struck gold. And you're like, fuck, I was right there. I was right there. But it's like, you're like, yo, I want to be a six-figure earner. Just throwing that number out there. You know, I want to be a six-figure earner. Are you prepared for what that brings? I want to have millions of raving clients. But with that, like, all the clients aren't going to be raving. So with the million raving ones, you have to deal with, I don't know, another million or half a million ones who, for lack of a better phrase, hate your product and what you do and the criticism that comes from that. So like, I'm not just talking about you, Jen, but just in general. So like the things that we say we want, sometimes the things that we go through are preparing us for that. Because if you don't have tough skin, and let's say you get these million raving fans or whatever, but then you get all the criticism and ridicule from everyone else, and you don't have the mentality to handle that. What then?
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we feel like we're ready. We feel like we have put so much in. I'm speaking of myself. I feel like I have put so much effort, energy, tears, intention. I don't even know what other words. Like, I have put the time in. I've studied. I've done the things. And it can feel frustrating because I think what it is exactly what you said, the expectations. I feel like we should have been farther than we are right now. And that, to me, is frustrating that we aren't. And therefore, that's why I've considered multiple times, God, do we just throw in the towel? And to be honest, you know what's interesting? Like, bottom line for me, I would not throw in the towel on this because I know that this is the path I'm supposed to be on. I would not. Like, bottom line, I would not throw in the towel. Like, I know that I wouldn't. But here's the thing that's interesting that I'm just realizing is what I just said to you about the frustration, the expectation of me and us not being there, wherever there is, right? And I have an idea of where there should have been by this point, but like, we're not there. What's interesting is that is creating a cycle of stress, strife. It is occupying my brain. Because one of the things that Justice said is she's like, you need to just get this shit out so that you can have room for creativity. Like, you're holding on to this. She didn't say this, but it's like, you're holding on to this bullshit. And you can, if you can clear that out, then you're going to have space to receive and create.
You're holding on to the rules.
Yeah, like, it's interesting because the amount of effort that comes into, and even so, how with these expectations, I've been really hard on myself and beating myself up. Have you felt the same way? Are you feeling the same way right now where you're beating yourself up, or maybe you have expectations that you haven't met yet, or you feel like you're not there, wherever there is in your business, and it's causing additional stress that's showing up maybe in burnout, showing up in exhaustion, and showing up in you being snappy with friends and family, maybe showing up in you overeating and you've gained some weight. Maybe you've let go of certain hobbies because you feel like you got to grind more. I mean, there's a million ways that it can show up in your life. And so are you feeling this way right now, or have you ever felt this way? Because let me just tell you, you're not alone. Being an entrepreneur, as we mentioned in the last one, I mean, it's a journey that is different. And I can speak from being an employee, you know, at a company where all I had to do is carry out one task. As an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, well, Jay and I is not really like technically solopreneur, but the same idea. We have to wear all the hats.
For now.
Till a certain point, yeah. I mean, it's like, you know what? Did I see it in my text? Hold on. Because it might be another Christina the Channel thing that I was talking about. You know, it's interesting because it's like, there's a couple different messages here, right? Like, trying to logically understand the path is where you're in your own way. It's like, I have an expectation of how the path will unfold. And when it's not unfolding that way, I'm annoyed, I'm frustrated, I'm, right?
Pissed off, stressed.
Yeah. And
overwhelmed.
Yes. All anxious, those things.
Angry, flustered.
Fucking sick of it. I really am. I'm fucking sick of it. I mean, I've created all this like anxiety over what? And you know, the next thing that she says, and by the way, Christina, the channel, I'm just, we've kind of like said it under the breath, this is who is sending these texts. I'm on our little text list. The soul's wisdom doesn't always make sense to the logical mind. And then another text that comes is, it's not really a leap of faith if you remember that you're always supported. This has been a big lesson of mine and could potentially be a big lesson of yours too. One of the things that is coming up is, as I think about people who I admire, right? And they were that person pushing on the line of the circle, the edge of the circle. But they believed in their vision so much, they didn't give a fuck what everybody else thought.
Yep.
I'm sure it teetered them here and there, but they tapped back into that vision and they did it anyways. And even if it did flop, because I guarantee some of the people that you may look up to as entrepreneurs, business owners, leaders, whatever, have quote unquote failed, but through those failures, they've learned. Like, mm-hmm. We know this and we talk about these things. Shit, in my book, Rock Your Lifestyle, that I wrote a long time, one of my chapters is called Rock Your Failures. And what's interesting is, like, I fucking know this stuff intellectually. But the thing is I feel like what has been happening to me is that I was so busy before that I didn't have time to address these lessons. Mm-hmm. But now that I've taken the busyness out of the job and stuff, I'm relearning the same lesson because I still haven't learned it yet.
It's frustrating. I don't think it's relearning. I think it, and this is what I tell you, because finishing up this certification, and I could probably pass this thing with my eyes closed, but there's a ton of other people who don't have the knowledge and applied practice that I do. So it's probably stressing them out or whatever. I say that to say, it's not that you have to relearn these lessons because you know the lessons. But like you said before, it was just information. And you were just kind of regurgitating the information. And now the same information you were putting out there, you now have to apply it, not only to the people we work with, but in your own life.
Yeah.
So it's no longer just like, oh, yes, this is what you have to do. And it's easy to say that shit, but knowledge, people love to say knowledge is power. No, knowledge isn't power. It's the application of said knowledge, which makes it powerful. So you could spit all this, you know what I'm saying? This is what you need to do. These are the lessons. Rock your failures. But like, until you've actually failed and picked your ass up.
Yeah.
And not downing or knocking anyone who says that. But it's different when you talk about, not you, but in general, someone talks about, just using your phrase, rocking your failures, and they've never failed. You know what I'm saying? Like, people.
But what is that? Because when I wrote it, I'd have to go back and read exactly. But at the time, I felt like I did have failures. And those failures were included in the chapter, whether I wrote about them or they were like a part of it. So I think the thing is, there's different layers. You know what I'm saying?
I completely agree. There is different layers. And
I'm just kind of like coming back up and cycling back to this.
And I said it's not about relearning, but I think it's like learning, because you knew that from a corporate standpoint. I feel, correct me if I'm wrong, you knew it from a corporate standpoint. You know, you go, you see a person, no, I'm not going to buy. Fuck. Mm. They said they're not going to buy. Okay, that's quote unquote a corporate failure, because it's like, oh, I want everybody to buy my stuff. Mm. So you have to get over that rejection of people saying no, how it feels, right? And it's like, oh, it's not me. They just don't want the shit. So you get over there. It's like, okay, next person. Boom. That person said, and you get, what's the word? I don't want to say conditioned, but you get kind of like acclimated. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, people are going to say yes. People are going to say no. In this certain situation, I have to see more people. So in that example, that scenario, you understood what it meant to sell in that, to sell, excuse me. Yeah, sell and fail in that arena. You know what I'm saying? But like, being your own business owner, being the person who manages and takes action, being the person on the front line and behind the scenes, plus giving commands, it's different. It's different. That's a different type of failure. So yeah, that book written when it was written for not entrepreneurs, but people were trying to make that transition. They knew where you were coming from. Yeah, I went out there. I tried to sell some stuff. People told me no. Yeah, Jenny, fuck yeah. Right? It's different from an entrepreneur standpoint. It's different. And you get out here, you feel, you have these feelings. You're like, yo, I've created this thing. Nobody's fucking buying. I've rewritten my positioning statement 1,000 times. People still don't fucking get it. What am I still fucking doing here? I should go to the first person who has a help wanted sign and apply for a fucking job, because that would be better than not having any clients at all, right? But something inside of you, like, once again, logically that makes sense, because logically I have to pay bills. I need food. I need X, Y, and Z, right? But from that internal point, that spiritual thing, that soul thing, that thing inside of you that had you want to be an entrepreneur, and specifically you, because you had your quote unquote dream job and you still weren't fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
You still wanted, I'm not going to say you wanted more. You still felt you had something to offer. That's not where you want it to be. So, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think you would throw in a towel. And I think this is just what you have to go through, because on the other end, the people who are listening to this, the people who run into you, because if you run into Jenny on the street, she will sit and talk to you 30 minutes. I will run and get us a bite to eat and come back with coffee and shit while y'all are talking. But that's who Jenny is. You know what I'm saying? And it's different when someone says, oh, man, I've been doing this for 2 or 3 years and it's crazy. And it's different from someone saying, oh, man, yeah, just pick yourself up and keep on going. Then like, yo, did you feel like everything you were doing fell on deaf ears? I'm saying you're connecting from a different level. It's not long like I'm the expert. I know what I'm doing. You're on a ground level. You're in the trenches with them. And it's not like I'm telling you this because I know what's best. I'm telling you this because I've fucking been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I walked that path.
Yep. Yep. I mean, I think I can see the shift that we're going to continue to make in the podcast, because us on this platform talking about different things and just letting it flow, I know makes a really big impact on whoever is listening based on what it is we're talking about, right? So if you've listened to this episode, it's likely that you're either here right now or you're recently there, or who knows, maybe you're about to be there in the future and you're going to remember this and be like, fuck, I'm not alone, right? And so really, you know, the thing is, I think that is one of the most important things is if you're in this, Jay, I want to talk about like, what are some things that someone can do if they're in this to help keep their head above water, right? Because when it does seem so easy. And I'm going to start with a couple of things. One of the things that you can do is, like we've demonstrated, and what I demonstrated earlier, is you can be aware of the things that you're saying, your mindset. Maybe you have a friend call you out on some things that are maybe coming out negative, because Justice was like, wow, you know, like I've not heard you speak that negatively before. And it's like, whoa, dang. Like I didn't realize that I had gone so deep into that space.
Did that at dinner too with Sean.
Mm-hmm. I've done it recently. I had some people be like, wow, you know, like you're minimizing, like, what are you doing? So getting feedback, whether it be from you tapping into your own self-awareness and or other people, I wouldn't even say and or, I'd say and, you know, other people that you trust to kind of reflect back to you, or a coach will help you bust through those things too. A coach who is willing to ask the question.
A good coach.
Yeah. Who's willing to ask the questions, not just someone who's like coaching, but really consulting, but someone who's like going to coach and help bring those answers out of you. And another thing you can do is, now I'm going to let you talk about this one. Like you got your peeps that you can lean on.
Yeah, circle of, I want to say influence, but basically the people.
Well, we reference in the mindset series is like the Fabo Five.
Yeah, the Fabo Five, but yeah, I mean, yeah,
it's kind of that.
It's kind of that, but like you said, it's the people to call you out on your bullshit. Mm-hmm. The people who you shared your dreams and aspirations with, and they don't laugh at you and tell you you're fucking crazy. They're like, yo, if that's what you want to do, go get that shit. But for us, we have numerous people, you know, shout out to Justice for one, you know, I think the cool thing is sometimes they'll let you sit in it because you need to go through it. You know, and sometimes when someone else calls you on your shit, we're not open yet to receive that. But these people know you so well. You know, they know when you're off. They know when you're on. They know when something is triggering you without you having to say. They know these things because you guys are just that close. And just to have an open conversation and them not to say, yo, this is what you need to do, but just share and allow you the space to reflect, you know, because like Jenny said, oh, shit, I didn't even know I was showing up like that. It's like, yeah, you are. Now that you know, what you gonna do differently?
Mm-hmm. I'd say the third thing that we could give you as a tool to help you is a big, big thing is journaling, meditation, yoga, maybe a therapist. Like there are lots of different tools that you can tap into based on what makes sense for you in your journey right now. So for example, journaling, get this shit out of your head. but also through the journaling and through the meditation, you can also explore and release the emotions. And this can also be done with a therapist too, like release the emotions. You can let them run through you. You can dig up old beliefs and rewrite new ones.
I'm going to stop you right there because I feel that's kind of an advanced thing for a lot of people. And let's just keep it simple. Let's start with the journaling thing. And I'm not talking about one of those journals that like ask you questions or whatever, like something that you can catch yourself in the moment. And like, I would suggest just if you're feeling something, you know, you write it down and then question like, yo, I'm triggered because X, Y, and Z. Why am I feeling this way? And just answer that. Just answer. I feel that's a start. Now, the definitely not saying not to meditate, but, you know, I feel what we're talking about, once again, because these are kind of more advanced techniques. We've been doing this for a while. So that's super, super easy. Super, super easy. Well, okay. It's super, super easy for us, but not simple.
No, it's simple.
But not easy.
What is that?
It can go either way.
Okay, okay.
It can be easy, but not simple. It could be simple, but not easy.
Okay.
It's interchangeable. But journaling, hiring a coach to help you with that, a therapist, like Jenny said, meditation, definitely. These are what I call low-key things, low-key flow states. Sometimes it might be a bike ride just to clear your mind, you know? It could be a playlist of songs that make you think. It could be, if you're an adrenaline junkie, jumping out of a plane and just while you're like falling or whatever in those moments, just zone out until it's time to hit your parachute. But like Jenny's point, whatever it is for you, because you can be listening to this and be like, oh my God, meditation. I hate meditation. Okay, cool. Meditation isn't for you. What is the thing that's going to help you break through? Because if you're aware and you're recognizing you're recycling these patterns, what is the thing that's going to help you break the pattern?
Yeah. And I was just sitting here thinking that if you want some additional perspective and insight, we created the 360 degree living approach, which what was it called before on our podcast before we renamed it? It was called the POP method, process of progress. Okay, it was called the POP method. So in our previous episodes, we just renamed it to 360 degree living approach, but it's the same content. So we talked about the process of progress and then the four steps, and they're each so process of progress episode goes over the four steps, and then we have one on each of the steps in the process, which is are you mad yet, be raw, get fit, and F it. And the reason I brought this up is because this is what you can apply to your life if you're making a change, if you're making a transformation. These are the steps that can help guide you along, because it's all about self-awareness. And then you're going through this process when you're changing beliefs, when you're changing behavior, when you're changing your lifestyle, like whatever it is, that's what you go through. So you can listen back to those episodes for more perspective and insight. And of course, we have all that on YouTube as well. If you'd love to see our awesome faces, well, mostly Jay's face. If you'd like to see us over there, we have a YouTube channel. You can find us over there. We actually would love to have, what is it, like 100 subscribers or something to be able to get on YouTube, to be able to use your own little URL to be like youtube.com/2jhella. Like we are /is ethics, whatever.
Yeah, it's 100.
Yeah. So yeah, you can come over there, support us over there. That would be super helpful. I am taking out the salesy part. You don't even have to buy anything. We'd love you to buy something, but just go subscribe. Subscribe on here. Subscribe, like share our stuff to anybody.
It's really a little embarrassing. And I say that because, yes, I have an attachment to it. It's a little embarrassing that our brand new dog that we've had for 3 weeks has more
followers
on social media than we do.
Well, more followers on Instagram than we have on YouTube.
I'm going to say social media.
Okay, well, I just spilled the tea.
Yeah, you just did spill the tea all over the table.
Well, damn. Clean it up. Let's go. Close it up. Close it up.
Holla. You can subscribe to the Holistic Life Podcast from your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to check out 2jholla.com to stay in the know as an official 2JH Insider. Mahalo for tuning in. And until next time, that's our show.